Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You know, it won't be long before the Christmas holiday is here. And this month, Louis Bond, who's the managing editor of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, previews the December issue, which is sure to get any outdoor enthusiast thinking about their wish list.
In December, we'll take a look at what might be under our readers' Christmas trees. And if they've been nice and not naughty, they might get something wonderful like the Hydrojet Canoe, a 17-foot fiberglass craft with a gas motor that weighs only 110 pounds and goes 5 hours on 1 gallon of gas. So you'll never have to get tired of paddling again. Or perhaps Santa will slip something smaller into their stocking, like a buck knife with an LED light. And you won't have to wait till spring to use those gifts if you're one of our featured families who spend Christmas in state parks. Imagine sitting out by a campfire on Christmas Eve. One family bakes pies in their cabin and even has a timed hike that brings them back at precisely the right moment when the pies are coming out of the oven. It's easy to see why they describe it as a magical experience and they come back year after year.
Doesn't it sound great? The December issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now, or you can subscribe. Find a link at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.